Hey y'all, this is Cade Campbell, and you're listening to DSR Roundtable, a podcast from Deep South Reformation, a ministry that exists to help local churches know, love, and proclaim the depths of the gospel in the southern United States and beyond. For more resources, please visit us at deepsouthreformation.com.
Hey y'all, thank you for listening to this Deep South Reformation podcast. This is our inaugural podcast, and my name is Evan Canese, and we're with Cade Campbell.
Hey, y'all.
And Colton Corder.
How's it going?
And I'll briefly introduce myself. I was born in Kentucky, moved down to Louisiana when I was young, went to high school there, was involved in local church there. When I was 21, got married, and finished out, came to Louisville, finish out my years at Boyce on campus, and then now I'm attending Southern Baptist Theological Seminary for my MDiv. I also serve as the student pastor at Bullet Lick Baptist Church in Shepherdsville, Kentucky as well.
Now, Evan, I've known you now for a few years. I didn't know that you were actually born in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting little fact. I've been making fun of you for being a native Louisianan for a while, and you're not. So you're originally from Kentucky, moved to Louisiana. That's really interesting. We met up a few years ago. We were both there on campus at Southern Seminary, and that's really when you started having the idea for the Deep South Reformation ministry and blog and then podcast. Really, tell us a little bit more about the biography for DSR itself. Where did the idea come from? Why this ministry? Why does it exist? Why do we take part in it? What's Deep South Reformation all about?
Yeah, so Deep South Reformation, I guess our three main goals are gospel clarity, racial reconciliation, and just involvement in church life. Plugging into the local church, loving brothers and sisters in Christ. So it really, I guess, started all off just talking with local pastors in the South, and you know, me being in Louisville, how can I stay connected to my brothers and sisters in the South? How can we help equip and encourage the local church? And I was thinking, man, we could start a blog with some of the ministers in the South, and also with some of the students on campus. And so just talking with you and talking with Colton, we went ahead and I guess got that going. So it's been a joy so far doing this, just blogging, and then also now this next step of doing a podcast and being able to meet with one another. It's been very helpful, and also just encouraging for my own Christian walk as well. So hopefully this podcast will be an encouragement to you.
I know that just well, for me personally, with my involvement in Deep South Reformation, it's been helpful for me. I've been encouraged, edified, not just by contributing some articles, but by reading what some other brothers and sisters have written and being helped by their insights, their thoughts. I'm not merely a member, I'm also someone who actually is benefiting from Deep South Reformation, and I can testify to the encouragement that it's brought to me personally, and I trust that that's true for other readers and now listeners.
I agree. Colton?
Yeah, so my name's Colton Corder. I was kind of late to the Deep South party, at least in the formation of it. I wasn't around, and met Evan on campus, and so he folded me in kindly. So I am from Southern Arkansas. I grew up in Malvern, Arkansas, and the Lord saved me by His grace when I was 18 years old after my freshman year of college, and I transferred to Wichita Baptist University, where I graduated in 2015. So now I'm here in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a member of Third Avenue Baptist Church, and I am a MDiv student at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. And Lord willing, I plan to move to the UAE to be a pastoral assistant. So, awesome. But Kate, What about you, man?
I am feeling like the old man in the room. I was just telling Colton and Evan that I'm the guy that's the senior citizen here. I'm in my mid-30s, and these other guys in their early 20s, and so I'm a little bit kind of a generation ahead of them, and so they might not catch some of my late 80s, early 90s cultural references, and that'll be all right. I'm originally from Mississippi, South Mississippi. Let me emphasize the South Mississippi part. And my parents live in Vicksburg now. I grew up outside of Hattiesburg, outside of a little small town called Foxworth. I went to Mississippi College and graduated from MC in 2004. Taught high school for a few years in Vicksburg. Met my wife, Amy, who is a USM graduate. And in 2010, we moved to the Louisville, Kentucky area, where I began working on my master's. And I'm a graduate now of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and I'm one of the preaching pastors at First Baptist Church, Henryville, Indiana, which is just across the Ohio River in the edge of Southern Indiana. And so that's really where I'm from and what I'm doing.
Awesome. So Cade, you served at Henryville for how long?
I have served this month, and so the end of July, 1st of August, marks my 6-year anniversary as one of the pastors here at the church.
Yeah. Awesome, man. So you serving here for how long you've served here, and just this summer, what has ministry looked like this summer and ministry ahead? And how has ministry changed from when you were serving, when you were still a student, and then ministry now?
Yeah, those are great questions. So let me just start with the last one. How has ministry changed? It's changed in my connection to, my rootedness in the community, with the people, knowing the people, knowing the area, knowing the community, knowing my town, knowing the church. It's changed in that I am now full-time, and so I'm here at the church all the time. Instead of started out on a very, very part-time basis, and over the years, gradually that has increased to now where I'm a full-time status. I am technically, my title sounds a lot more impressive than I really am. My actual title is Associate Pastor for Preaching and Discipleship. Basically, that means I am simply one of two pastors that are performing the role that we might think of as a senior pastor. We have a senior pastor, and he and I together are sharing preaching responsibilities, sharing counseling responsibilities, sharing basic ministry visits, hospital visitations, leadership in that respect. And so that's really how ministry has changed. Just my role has expanded. I'm actually more involved, and I'm here more on a full-time basis than I was 6 years ago. And that's been a big, big blessing. It's been a pleasure, and it continues to be a pleasure to serve the saints here at First Baptist Church, Henryville, one of the great small towns in America, as far as I'm concerned. And our claim to fame, and something that our listeners will really appreciate, especially if you're like me, a Baptist, Henryville, Indiana, the birthplace of Colonel Harlan Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. So he was actually born in a house not far from where my wife and I live.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I'm one of the, I'm,
that's
I'm,
awesome.
I'm pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, dropping his truth bombs off.
Henryville rightly should be the mecca of Southern Baptist life. You should make pilgrimages to Henryville to visit the birthplace of Colonel Sanders and all the goodness that goes into his fried chicken.
That's good. That's
fantastic.
Good,
and so I'm here as a pastor. My summer, and looking at the summer of 2016, has been pretty quiet, but it's been just like any church in the summer, it's been packed. I'm preaching right now a series on the Protestant Reformation and the theology of the Protestant Reformation. I just finished up in May. I finished up a series through the book of Revelation. Took us about a year and a half to get through that book, and we're getting ready to go into another series in the book of 2 Samuel that I'll be preaching. And over the summer, I've been preaching a series on theology of the Reformers and some background historical theology. I've also, with my wife, been teaching a midweek, actually a Thursday night, not exactly midweek, but a Thursday night marriage Bible study for couples. We've been going through Dave Harvey's book, When Sinners Say I Do. Been doing that on Thursday evenings throughout the summer. I've been working with, and really I lead and head up, our church's ministry of training pastors called the Ephesian Fellowship. And we have a good group of pastoral residents that I am kind of their direct overseer. I'm the guy that they are working with more often than not. They've been preaching for us on Sunday nights, so I've been working with sermon prep for them, teaching them how to take a sermon from the text to study and preaching and application, as they've been preaching together a series through 1 John. And then other than that, just the basic pastoral responsibilities of meeting with our elders, talking and serving the folks here at First Baptist Henryville, counseling, teaching. My wife and I also teach a couple small group together, and just been involved in just the normal everyday routine of ministry. Well, we have some of our other pastors, our student ministry, they've gone to an Infuge camp, and we've had a mission team go down to New Orleans, and I've been kind of the guy on the ground here. I've not actually gone on those trips. And so that's really what my summer has looked like. Pretty basic for a summer for a local church. How about you? What does your summer look like, the church that you're serving there in Kentucky?
Yeah, so our youth group this summer, and we've done a few service projects in the community, just trying to stay involved in our local community. And we've also went to a church camp this past summer. And the church camp we went to, man, it's called Crossings, and it's for me and the chaperones that went, we all agreed that this is one of the best camps that we've gone to. And so just for the adults and the students, I think we both had both of us had an encouraging week this summer. And then we got a team that's going to Guatemala coming up, and so we're doing that. And for us on Wednesday nights, we've been going through First Peter. And so just walking through 1 Peter, seeing the truths in Scripture. And other than that, it's been pretty good for us, pretty good summer, enjoying it. And Colton, what about you? How's your summer looked?
It's looked well. It's going well. Lord's been kind to the saints at Third Avenue Baptist Church. Our pastor, Greg Gilbert's been taking us through the book of 2 Peter. And a little bit of hasn't been quite all the way through. So it's four sermons. They were interrupted by a couple weeks where Greg was out doing this, that, and the other. But so just ministry for me looks like just membership in a local church. As one of our elders, Matt Smether, says, the ministry of attendance. Trying to, with those saints, protect the who and the what of the gospel by just being a helpful church membership, serving in the nursery, parking lot team. Jam-packed as far as that goes. I was blessed with the opportunity to be able to preach once this summer to our congregation, so that was just mountaintop kind of experience to be able to serve the body in that way. And so that's been good. Things are well at Third Avenue, so we're pleased with that. I went to Toronto this summer. It's probably the biggest thing that I've done. I've never been to Canada before, so we were in Toronto for a week. My mom and I just took a little family vacation and did a little scripture studying and eating a ton of food.
Was the food good?
The food was really good. Okay. Yeah, just a bunch of different ethnicities there. It's not really like a Canadian town at all. About 2.5-3 million people. It's really, really big. It was a good time. It was a discouraging time. It's a very dark place. It was Pride weekend that weekend there. So there were a couple of nights that we really just kind of had to stay in. It was very, very, very sad. But the good news is that we went to a church called Grace Fellowship Toronto while we were there on Sunday. It was the last thing we did. We drove straight from the meeting of that church there back home here in Louisville. And so the pastor there, Paul Martin, is a great, great brother. He is the real deal. That's where Tim Challies is also an elder there. And it was wonderful. He was preaching in Acts 10 on Cornelius. And you're looking around and you're seeing a lot of, obviously, Gentile people from all different nations of that international city. by God's grace being represented there in the membership of the congregation. It's a gospel preaching, even better, elder-led, congregational church. I mean, it's all that you could want in a church right there in Toronto. So the place is hard, but God has his people, and they're doing great, great gospel work there in the city, and there are several other churches that are like-minded there doing the same thing. So it was good. It was encouraging to see that, and very, very chastening, because here in the U.S. it's not quite that difficult yet, but it may be. So, but yeah, it's been a good summer. It's been a great summer.
Great. Well, I know it's summertime, and we're always reading too. So, what are some of the books you guys have read this summer, and kind of thoughts about that?
We'll start with that, Colton.
Yeah. So taking a break off of seminary, we kind of get a chance to read books that we choose for ourselves. So the books don't really stop. It just who assigns them changes. So so this summer I had a stack of books. I'm almost done with that stack. Had to read some for class, but I read The Whole Christ by Sinclair Ferguson, which is a phenomenal book on sanctification. Not legalism, not lawlessness, but the gospel, Jesus, for the whole thing. I read Peculiar Glory by John Piper. I'm a huge John Piper fan, and that could very well be one of his best books on scripture, and that it is self-attesting, and that anybody, if you're smart, if you have an MDiv like Cade, if you're trying to get an MDiv like me, or you're just somebody who's a saved member of a local church in the South, you can understand for yourself that the scriptures are true just because of the glory you see from them. So a great comfort and a great exhortation to love that Protestant Reformation doctrine of sola scriptura. So I read The Gospel Mystery of Sanctification. Walter Marshall was an old guy for I think the late 16th century maybe, if not early 17th. So he's an old guy, but he knew sanctification very well and how the gospel produces grace-driven effort. So it was a fantastic book, really, really good book. It's thick. It's not super easy to read, but it's really worth the effort. And so now I'm just trying to finish up Five English Reformers by J.C. Ryle. So I know you'll talk more about Ryle here in a second because that's all you read these days. And then I'm finishing up Reviving the Black Church by Thabiti Onyewele. So it's really good to look at the historically black church and how. By God's grace, we can see reformation in that church, and it really could just be called reviving churches, just recovering the things that we talk about at Deep South: expositional preaching, biblical membership, you know, sound theology, church discipline, all those things. Just looking historically, though, in that book at the black church. So it's been a good summer of reading. I'm excited about picking up books again for class, but it is nice to be able to thumb through some stuff yourself. So, Cade, what about you? What are some things you've been... I know you listen to books as well.
I do everything, yeah. Read books, comic books, graphic novels, audio books, books on Kindle, hardback, and a little bit of everything. Both theology, church history, general nonfiction, general biographies. I've got a stack of books of all different kinds that I have been reading and continue to kind of go back to. I'm always, and this drives my wife crazy, I'm reading 20 or 30 books at a time. And some of them I'm reading a lot quicker than others, going through a lot faster. And some I'm just going through a lot more slowly, really taking my time going through them. This is actually the first summer in 29 years that I've not been in school to some extent, either through grade school and high school and then college. And then I taught high school after college. And so, granted, I wasn't actually in school as a student, but I was going to school every day in a classroom with high school students. And then I went from there into graduate school. And I'm 33 right now, about to turn 34. And this is the first summer in which I've had complete freedom to literally read anything that I wanted. So it's been kind of overwhelming. It's been fantastic, but a little overwhelming at the same time. I mentioned earlier that I'm preaching a series on theology of the Protestant Reformation. So I've been going back and revisiting and rereading some things about the Protestant Reformers, Roland Bacon's Here I Stand, Alistair McGrath's Reformation Thought, Timothy George's Theology of the Reformers. It's just some really good, basic historical theology text on the Protestant Reformation. I've also really enjoyed Sinclair Ferguson's The Whole Christ, you mentioned Colton, as well as Ian Murray's new biography of R.C. Sproul, but J.C. Ryle, get the initials all mixed up. R.C. and J.C. and C.S. and D.A. There's a lot of initialed authors out there. I've been reading Ian Murray's biography of J.C. Ryle, Prepared to Stand Alone, which has been fantastic. As far as non-theology, non-church history, I really enjoyed a book by an author on the 1936 Olympics in Berlin called The Boys in the Boat, which is fantastic. I've also been reading, and I'm almost done with volume one of William Manchester's three-volume biography of Winston Churchill, which has been fantastic. That's been great. And so those are just some of the things
I've been reading. What's the title of that one?
The biography
of Winston Churchill. Is it just called?
The last line is the series. Yeah. That's the trilogy.
Okay.
The first volume is entitled Visions of Glory. The second volume is entitled Alone.
Okay.
And then the third volume is titled Defender of the Realm. And so the three volumes, Visions of Glory, Alone, and Defender of the Realm, are the three really massive books on Winston Churchill's life that I'm almost done with volume one. I've also been reading some light fiction. I went back and reread Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton. I've been reading some mystery novels by J.K. Rowling, actually whatever pseudonym that she's writing under, with the Cormoran Strike mystery novels. I've read a great book on the First Army Division at D-Day called The Dead and Those Who Are About to Die, the Big Red One at Omaha Beach. That was a great book. And so a lot of fantastic reads this summer. It's been fun.
That's great.
How about you?
Yeah. So, you know, as Colton mentioned, I've read quite a bit of J.C. Ryle this summer. I had a stack of books that I wanted to read this summer, and then I started reading Holiness again, and that stack is set aside for a later time. So just reading Holiness again by Ryle, it's just one of those books that, you examine your sin, you think about the attributes of God more, And you just want to just rejoice in God. It's one of those just great works. And if you haven't read Holiness by Ryle, I really I recommend that you pick it up. Banner Truth has a really nice hardcover copy of Holiness. And then after I got done with Holiness, I picked up Light. From Old Times by Ryle, and he has his, I think the first chapter in that book is why the reformers were burned. And if you attended T4G, most of Platt's stories, you could look at most of Platt's stories that he used in his sermon are taken from that book. And a lot of the reformers were burned over the Lord's Supper, and so just thinking about the importance of the Lord's Supper, and then yesterday, you know, we as a church celebrated the Lord's Supper and did that. So just thinking of the reformers that have gone before us, and then also I'm also reading J.C. Ryle's biography by Ian Murray. Just a fantastic biography as well, and actually I think it's the Reformed Pubcast too. It's another podcast. They have interviewed Ian Murray on that book, and if you want to go check that out, I think it's on Reformed one of their latest podcasts as well. It's really really great.
And our interview with Ian Murray is still forthcoming. can get in and around. Maybe we can get the Baptist in Murray, Dr. Nettles.
Yeah.
Thomas J. Nettles. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be. So reading a bunch of Ryle this summer, and also read The Whole Christ at the beginning of the summer. And that, I think, for this year, 2016, I think that is just a fantastic book to read as well. Very helpful, whether you're a Presbyterian or not. I think for Baptists, there's a lot of stuff that we can take away from that book and think about, okay, how does this apply to the local church? It's a very, very helpful book, very thought out book, just about the gospel, gospel clarity. And I think that's what we want and desire in our local churches, and then also churches throughout the South. We want to see gospel clarity. We want to see the gospel go forth, and that is our desire at Deep South Reformation as well.
It's cool though. The Whole Christ really brings together a lot of disciplines, doesn't it, Kate? A lot of interest.
Absolutely.
It's theology. It's church history. It's really interesting. That way, you know, it's so good for us to see that we are not the first people to crack open the Bible and see what it says.
As far as just things that have been going around in a lot of local churches and then in just a lot of circles, especially a national level in the United States, on a theology level, The Whole Christ, if I had to recommend one book from this year to read, that might be the one book I would say, make sure you read that.
Because yeah,
like you said, it's going to deal with church history, historical theology, systematic theology, the living out of the Christian life, and it is intensely applicable to who we are right now, things that we're dealing with just in local churches and just in living out the Christian life.
Well, guys, it's great meeting up with you. And thank you for listening to this Deep South Reformation podcast.
Hi.
Hope to see you soon.
My name is Colton Porter. And from all of us here at Deep South Reformation, thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at deepsouthreformation@gmail.com. And like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.